Nutrient strategies for winter wheat fall into two basic categories: applying the bulk of nitrogen at planting, or split applying once the crop begins to grow in spring. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Clarence Winter explains the goal of nitrogen application is always providing nutrients when the plant needs it.
A lot of folks go out with a starter, which is smart on the physiological and tiller side of things, but in the event that you're looking to split apply it, start to kind of closely manage the life cycle of your wheat and make sure that you get the timing of that just right.
Nitrogen applied in early spring primarily promotes plant growth. Research shows the bulk of the crop's nitrogen use occurs from March to May in South Dakota, with nitrogen applied after that supporting grain fill and protein content. The actual rate of nitrogen should be based on cropping history combined with a soil test.
The organic pool of nitrogen and that organic matter that's present in the soil, especially for a lot of no-till farmers, is also going to be a boost for them in terms of nutrient and nitrogen acquisition throughout the year. So soil tests are going to be a big part of it, but also understanding your cropping history and the amount of organic material that you have out in the field is going to play a role in that as well.
Winter reports applying liquid UAN nitrogen with a stream bar before a rain is ideal, enabling roots to better take in nutrients while mitigating leaf burn. He encourages wheat farmers to run the numbers before applying nitrogen after jointing to better determine potential return on investment.
There's enough of a difference there, and maybe a percentage or a percentage and a half of a protein increase. And in the event that a protein market is significant, that's something to look forward to.
Visit the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu to learn more. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.